Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. And what's worse, getting beat by the same team 3 times in a row or getting beat by a team that beat the back-to-back national champions? West Virginia chose the latter today. They fell to the, you couldn't be a lower seed than Colorado. But Colorado, the way a tournament works is if you win, you keep playing. And so Colorado beat TCU for the second time in a row and then beat West Virginia today 67-60. And this was pretty easy to explain for me. Not a good look. That's easy to explain. Not a way to end the season when you're not, like, you're, I think they're going to land on dry land. They're not going to land in an abyss. But if you touch West Virginia, there's a residue of bubble. And what happened today, think about it. West Virginia was up big early, and then what happened? Well, let's start with this. Before I ask you what happened, who are WVU's best offensive players this season? The first one's very easy. That's Javon Small. And he had a great first half. And then Colorado, to their credit, ran him crazy on defense in the second half. He looked tired. Still had a great game. Did what he needed to do. All right, so Javon Small, good. Could he have been more aggressive in the second half? Sure. Was he trying to be aggressive? Yes. Seemed tired. They're asking a ton from Javon Small. Okay, so who's the second best offensive player? And I'll let you think about it. I would say in the last few games, and when West Virginia's really good, Amani Hansberry is the second best offensive player. And he finished the season great, helped West Virginia get wins at Utah, home versus UCF, Central Florida. But today, sat with foul trouble in the first half, got his third foul early in the second half, and had one of his worst games of the year. Had an off day, Amani Hansberry. And he struggled against Colorado in Boulder. 2 games versus Colorado, Amani scored 6 points, went 1 for 9 from the floor, and grabbed 10 total rebounds in those 2 games. He had a couple of double-doubles here late, which means he got at least 10 rebounds in 1 game. 2 games, 5 rebounds average each game. All right, so your second best offensive player has a dud, which happens. Everybody has a dud game every once in a while. Maybe not Javon Small this season, but everybody's done that. Here's the tricky one. Who's West Virginia's third best offensive player? And they play 8 guys. So you've got 6 options to choose from. And this is a credit to West Virginia. They're going to get their name called on Selection Sunday. And they're going to get to the NCAA tournament where you would struggle figuring out who's the third best offensive player. Let's go with freshman Jonathan Powell, who wasn't bad today. But guess what? he had two fouls and set in the first half more than I'd like. So you've got the guys on the floor. You've got Javon and Sincere and Toby and Joe and Ed Andre 3000. And it's just, with love and respect, a bunch of guys looking at Javon and saying, you got this, right? Bail us out. Right? We aren't feeling it. You got it, though, right? And Javon could do that in the first half. He couldn't do it in the second half. This team has done that in stretches, especially in losses, where it's just like, hey, Javon, make something out of nothing. And Colorado giving plenty of space to guys to shoot the ball, and they didn't want that today. And so, hey, Josh, maybe it's not Jonathan Powell. Joe Yesufu, it was the Joe Yesufu game in Boulder. He had a season high of 18 points that day. Today he had 4. That's a big difference. And the other key thing, just not getting in a flow offensively with two of your best offensive players sitting with foul trouble. And then for Colorado, this is a second time late this season. It's probably happened other times. But a backup big man was unstoppable in the paint. Like NBA Jam, he's on fire. Nobody can guard him. There's Traore in Provo, who owns us two Saturdays ago. He did that to us. And today it was Elijah Malone, who I don't think he scored. And if he did, it was from the free throw line. Played 10 minutes in the game in Boulder. Today, I felt like 10 straight possessions. He shot it from within 2 feet and made it. And that's not good. When you feel like, hey, has that guy scored every time for 3 minutes? That's not good for the other team. So not a great way to end your regular season. It is one game, and West Virginia did what they had to do in Utah against interim head coach Josh Seilert, sealed the deal in a heartburn game on senior day, 19 wins. 10 conference wins, 10 conference wins without Tucker DeVries in one of the best conferences in America. If you just look at that, that's good enough to get to the NCAA tournament. And then you add on the wins. You can't discount them just because Tucker DeVries is out. They count. So let's look at what West Virginia's looking at now. We get the sweat as fans. Where is West Virginia going to be seated? They went into today as a 9 seed in the bracket matrix, was on every bracketologist field. I can't imagine they'll stay as a 9 seed in the matrix. So that means they'll drop to a 10th seed or they maybe even an 11th seed. And when the bracketologists have you as a 10 or 11 seed, the bracketologists don't choose it. They do a great job figuring out who's going to be in. They're all really good at it. But just because you're in, from a bracketologist standpoint, it doesn't matter because it's the people in that room. It's the selection committee. And the selection committee is going... Because West Virginia lost to 16 seed Colorado today, they're putting their seeding in the hands of humans in a room that are humans, right? There's a chance those humans say, all right, West Virginia, you're in. We'll see you in date play-in games. I call them play-in games. I don't know if they do or not. The Dayton games. But I would hope with a weak bubble. I mean, there's bubble residue on West Virginia, but you smell that residue. It's funky this season. It's not a great bubble. And because of that, West Virginia's resume should stand out to where they are not one of the last 4 teams to get in. some good out of this. Obviously, if you're a 9 seed and you beat an 8 seed, then you play a 1 seed, which is always a big problem. If you're a 10 seed or 11 seed, you're an underdog, but you're on the opposite side of the 1 seed's bracket. And that gives you a more realistic chance of getting past the first weekend. Do I think watching this team today and watching West Virginia's offense all season without Tucker DeVries, can they make the second weekend? Depends on matchups. I would say highly unlikely. And that doesn't mean that this season isn't a success. It is. And the other good news is when you lose a day, that means that the earliest West Virginia will play another game would be Tuesday in Dayton. That's 6 days away. And that 6 days is the longest break for the Mountaineers since December. And if the committee gets it right and West Virginia skips Dayton, brace yourself, they'll get 8 or 9 days rest in between games. The last time West Virginia had a 9-day break, they went to Allen Fieldhouse and stole a game against the Jayhawks. So can't sugarcoat the loss of day. It was rough. It's not what you wanted. You don't want to lose to the lowest seed in your tournament. It's a bad way to end. The good news is it does. You do avoid 3 losses to the same team, and you get an extra day of rest.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Congratulations to Javon Small, who is just the 4th Mountaineer to make the all Big 12 first team since West Virginia joined the Big 12 13 years ago. He fell short in the Player of the Year award to JT Toppin. West Virginia didn't win enough games in the Big 12 for him to get that award. But Javon Small has made his 1 season in Morgantown a memorable one. I mean, he carried this team to 10 conference wins. What an amazing impression in 1 season that Javon Small has made. And then congratulations to Sincere Harris, who made the Big 12 all-defensive team. So consistent defensively all season long, well deserving of the recognition. Those are the 2 shout-outs from the Big 12 as far as individual awards and acclaims. West Virginia was picked 13th in the preseason poll. They finished 8th. So now we wait. We wait for selection Sunday. This is the first selection Sunday without Greg Gumbel, which is a bummer. Rest in power to Greg Gumbel. Adam Zucker takes the Gumbel seat. Those are large shoes to fill. It's also the first NCAA tournament without Jim Nantz, which is a bummer. Jim Nantz still with us. Jim Nantz still alive, still great, but we'll catch up with Jim at the Masters. Ian Eagle takes his spot. Ian Eagle, great at basketball play-by-play. We're in good hands there. Looking at the 8th first and second round sites, there are 3 that are flights for fans from West Virginia. Seattle, Washington is as far as you can go. Denver, Colorado. Wichita, Kansas. Hard pass on those. Could they end up there? Absolutely. But let's take a firm pass on those three. Then we've got two that are a choice between a day of driving or flight. Beautiful Providence, Rhode Island, and beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's fine. But there are three reasonable drives, and I'm being selfish here, from where I am at in the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. Three reasonable drives. Raleigh, North Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky, and Cleveland, Ohio. And looking at the last close to 30 years of West Virginia in the NCAA tournament, there's only one of those sites where there are Mountaineer basketball memories, and that's Cleveland, Ohio. And there's good memories and there's bad memories in Cleveland. The good memories come from 2005, where 7-seed John Beilein's Mountaineers, they got a last-second win in Cleveland over the Creighton Blue Jays on a blocked shot that turned into a go-the-other-way Tyrone Sally dunk. That happened in front of Blue Jays assistant coach Darren DeVries. And then West Virginia beat the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in double overtime in Cleveland. Chris Paul, that's 2005. Chris Paul still playing basketball in the NBA. Amazing. I mean, Darius Nichols, it was announced that he got his second Division I head coaching job. He gets a job in the Atlantic 10 at LaSalle after four seasons at Radford. Mike Gansey is the GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Joe Mazzulla was in high school at the time. He's got a Larry O'Brien trophy. It was a long time ago. Chris Paul's still playing basketball. How's he doing that? Anyways, great memories. And that team was an overtime away from going to the Final Four. That's all I want to say about that. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. And then there's a bad memory in Cleveland. And that was 2015. 10 years later, Press Virginia, the first iteration of Press Virginia. And they went to Cleveland to play an undefeated Kentucky team. And that went bad. West Virginia didn't break 40 points. Did not break. They got 39. And they got doubled up. And that was Kentucky taking it easy on them. It was just one of those, the truest sense of Monstars, where it's like, Cauley Stein has got like 5 inches on Devin Williams, and they got Karl Anthony Towns, and they got a freshman Devin Booker who scored 12 points in 17 minutes. So that was bad. It was good before they got to Cleveland, where they made the Sweet 16. And then I think maybe Daxter Miles might have said something that was bulletin board material. Who's to say? That was the bad memory, but at least there's memories. So of the sites, I hope West Virginia gets and Darren DeVries gets a full circle thread, watches West Virginia win against his team, and then he coaches West Virginia in Cleveland. And, you know, before today, West Virginia's pretty good in their other tournament in the Bahamas. 3 overtime games, went 2-1. You can't go 2-1. Oh, I guess you can go 2-1 in the NCAA tournament. But the loss can't be the second game. there's not a loser's bracket in the NCAA tournament. The next loss for West Virginia will be the end of the season, which is a bummer. I mean, we're here. We're here, but this has been a very fun season. Great run for first-year head coach and first-year everybody and first-year coaching staff. And so now we wait. Let's see what those people in a room do. I'm sure they won't do anything goofy with the seating. Could West Virginia play Creighton? Maybe not now if West Virginia has dropped into the 10 or 11 seed. Probably not going to play Vanderbilt, which would be fun. Darren DeVries versus Mark Byington. They'll come up with something fun. Maybe they'll play Kentucky in Lexington. That'd be fun, right? That would be rich for West Virginia. Just weird. You know, that committee, they're rascals. You know, they like to have fun. We're going to find out. The next episode of this podcast will be Sunday night after the selections. Initial thoughts on the bracket. And that selection show hits different when West Virginia's name is going to be called. Will West Virginia be one of the last teams called out on Selection Sunday? You betcha. Shout out to Matt Smoking Musket social media. 100%. We're going to sweat. It's going to be, you know, it's going to feel like a West Virginia basketball game at times this year. It's Stress Virginia, huh? Right, gang? That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they have 19 wins and they have 13 losses.